brought him home. We weren't sure he'd even survive, but we fed him, and of course he's just taken off from there. Yeah.
And he's always been with your dogs on the farm?
Yes. Yeah. He lives on the back patio with them. We've actually had to go and buy a third dog bed for him to sleep in because he used to pinch one of the beds from the dogs. And then he just lives there, and he comes inside occasionally and things like that. He'll come in if you let him in.
What do the dogs think of him?
Oh, no, they love him. Lily, the golden retriever, thinks Lily is his mum. So he's always grooming her. They're always together. And then, if Lily goes out of the yard, he sort of pines a bit for her, and he sort of hops up and down the fence until he's let out to go with her.
And you definitely think he thinks he's a dog?
Definitely, yeah. He eats dog biscuits, and he follows the dogs around. He'll come down to the workshop. The riding on the ute sort of started. We were going to go for a drive down to the house dam to have a look at it, and loaded the dogs up, and he'd come along and sort of stood there looking up at him. So I just sort of picked him up and put him on, and we just drove slowly, and he just sat there, went down and back again.
He can't quite jump up on the back of the ute yet.
Oh, I think he would if you coached him, he'd do it. He has hopped off the back of the ute, yeah, but most times I lift him on, but he's getting a bit big now to start lifting him up.
How old is he?
He's about 2 years old now.
Okay, and is this the long-term future? Is he going to be just part of the dog family at your place?
I think so. He's sort of free to go. This morning we woke up. We've got a yard of a couple of hectares that he can live in, but he was out of that this morning, and I looked out the window when I got up, and he was just out the front yard eating the roses, so he's not in any hurry to go anywhere.
It doesn't sound like it. It's like the good life. One feature on the photo that I really loved was the fact that he's got a collar on, like a real dog.
Yeah, that come from when he was little. We'd let him out during the day, and then we'd get him at night and lock him back up in the backyard. And we couldn't find him because they don't make any noise, and they just sit very still. So I'd have to go out in the dark with a torch. So I got a collar and I put some reflective tape on it so it would shine out with the torchlight and I could find him.
Very clever. Have you seen any other kangaroos?
Don't think so. There's plenty of wild kangaroos within 200 or 300 metres of the house in some bush, but he doesn't seem concerned. He's been down that bush, but he's always come back.
He'd probably jump away.
Well, I don't think he will. I think the life's too good for him here. He gets 3-4 meals a day and a nice comfy bed to sleep in at night.
Oh, no, that's what I mean. I think he'd jump away from the other kangaroos.
Oh, he possibly would, yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure what he'll do when he has his first real encounter with one.
What do the neighbours think of this kangaroo that thinks he's a dog at your place?
Oh, well, I think a few people have got used to him now because dogs, being typical dogs, will run out and chase the cars as they come up the drive, and, of course, he follows along behind. So, yeah, I think a few people have got wary of him now. They understand that he's going to be there as well.